This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
You've got it.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are a go.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Friday, July 19th, 2019. Not a particularly large grouping of articles, stories, documents, reports, videos to try to get to. What have I just read headlines? Trans activist sues Brazilian wax business after owner refuses to shave her balls. Facebook survey asks users if they condone pedophilia. University, stop using the words Americans, America, or policemen or you'll be fired. Ilhan Omar didn't just lobby for ISIS members to not go to prison. She also voted against bill blocking terrorists from life insurance. Video, abortion activist uses watermelon to demonstrate procedure to dehumanize the baby. Here comes the McConnell budget deal that will rule the rest of Trump's presidency. And Rush Limbaugh is being attacked for abandoning fiscal conservatism. He didn't abandon fiscal conservatism. He came to planet Earth. It's too late. I'm going to explain this, and I've explained it a lot. We're in a global devaluation race. And we've got to keep the currency dominant now, or it'll get totally devalued. Everyone else that gets defeated in this war will go Zimbabwe style, Weimar Germany style. There's no turning back now, ladies and gentlemen. The U.S. was supposed to be economically taken out under Hillary. Their plan's not going the way they wanted. China prints money roughly about five times faster than we do, props up their stock market, and Trump's right to come in and say, okay, let's prop ours up, and if we're going to do this, let's just go ahead and turn the presses up, because we're in a global system, and it's already being done. It's the porno return. The allegory, the analogy is like this. I had a Labrador Retriever named Max from the time I was 5 years old to the time I was 20. And that's 15 years, a long time for a lab. And I would take, he had hip dysplasia. Then we would have had to put him down when he was 12. But I would take him to the vet, and I would get him to give him corticotropic steroids, which later, you know, can make your arteries explode, can make your muscles fall apart, can mess up your joints. He'd have been dead. He couldn't get up. There's no surgeries for that. So it's a catch-22. He lived three more years. And I worked for a large animal vet, so I knew all about Depomedrol and stuff. And some of these vets would go, well, we're going to give you this little bottle, but, you know, don't give him more than that because it could hurt him. Well, when the regular dose wouldn't work, I'd give him more because I would call back and talk to the vet. I knew in East Texas, and he said it was a catch-22, just give him more. But I'd have to go to maybe two vets to get enough of it because vets wouldn't give me enough. Well, I made the decision to not put the dog down. He was happy. I'd give him twice what you're supposed to give him, supposedly, and the dog would be up in a day, happy, running around. He lived three more years. So I'm going to explain this, and I know the audience can disagree if you want or you can agree, but it's like this country, ladies and gentlemen, is a Labrador with hip dysplasia. And Trump's got the right course. He's trying to build industry. He's trying to empower the people. He's trying to build up the military because that's all we've got. We've been totally hollowed out, and we're in a war with currency devaluation, with money printing, and so we're damned if we do, we're damned if we don't. But, you know, all this talk about getting back to the fiscal and all the rest of it, we're in a fiat system. This system's going out. It's why they're getting all the global cashless society stuff ready on the ashes of America. No, we've got to prop America up and come up with a third solution.
It's not only that you have a unique voice in the public arena and the public square. The other thing that's unique about InfoWars is it is the only network of this reach that is not backed by a corporate donor or corporate sugar daddy, that's not backed by some billionaire, that's not being funded by a secret foreign government. It is completely independent of all that. It is an old school American 1776 style experiment in the expression of the freedom of press and freedom of speech that, in fact, the founders were so concerned with at the beginning of the country, they actually tried to support and subsidize organizations just like this, because this was the kind of press they wanted. And then ultimately, we now live in an era where they've mostly been co-opted by big corporations or billionaire sugar daddies who've been able to control and manipulate what news and views the person's allowed to have or express or hear. And the InfoWars audience has broken through that. They are the bridge from the founding to the modern age, ultimate American democracy and freedom. And that's why there's been an unprecedented onslaught of deplatforming, defamation, lawfare, and libel targeting youth.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
We are live broadcasting worldwide. I am your host, Alex Jones. We're going to be here for the next 4 hours in the war room with Owen Schroyer. Kicks it into high gear. And I'll return this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central, with the live Sunday transmission. Wow. This whole Ilhan Omar, the Jihad Squad, all of it, really illustrates what a bunch of cowards the Republican establishment is, and how you turn on any channel, they're saying, well, what the president has said is racist and he needs to walk it back. No, Ilhan Omar has openly said she doesn't like this country. She said that she's going to teach us how to be patriotic and that we should be ashamed of ourselves. I played that clip on Monday. She's also said the Border Patrol has people in concentration camps and that we're killing children. Do I need to play clips of her again? I can't stand her arrogant voice. Ilhan Omar goes along with the lie that children are drinking out of toilets. She came here as a refugee. She married her brother. She wrote letters to federal judges to get ISIS terrorists out of prison. She voted against bill blocking terrorists from life insurance. The woman is a cancer. Are there folks from Africa that come here that are great people? Absolutely. I've run into people that have immigrated here from Africa who are hardworking, smart, nice people because they know to appreciate a country like the U.S. compared to some of the places they've come from. But a lot of people are brought here and have chips put on their shoulders by the left and by leaders the Democrats give them, like Ilhan Omar. By the way, I've talked about this, but a journalist traveled to Ilhan Omar's homeland to prove Somalia is beautiful and doesn't have crime. Gets killed in 1 week. Women don't walk around unattended there. They have to be in their own tribal area. The Muslims all kill each other there. I mean, you stray out of the wrong neighborhood, you're dead. Journalist traveled to Ilhan Omar's beautiful Somalia to challenge stereotypes and prove the country was beautiful, only to end up being killed by terrorists before President Trump's tweet storm in which he encouraged Omar to go back and fix her own country. Somalian-Canadian journalist Houdan Nalinwin was trying to do precisely that. She returned to the country of her birth to tell uplifting stories about Somalia, according to the Washington Post. The journalist became well known for her relentlessly positive tweets about Somalia. But she was killed. She wanted people to know the beauty of the place, and she was killed after being back for a week. Blown up and killed by machine gun fire at the only working hotel in the country that had not been bombed. Yes, they don't have electricity in most areas. They don't have running water. They have nothing. But I can play you clips. It's like something Somalis do in Minnesota particularly, where they always say, we renounce America, we don't want to be here, we don't like your laws, we want Sharia law. You want me to play all that for you? Or all her arrogant statements about some people did something on 9/11, so I'm not going to make a statement. And all the other things that she said with just venom, she goes, I hate how they come and they talk about America. She hates, she's full of pride, full of arrogance of her slaver past. She's an Arab. Somalia, the Horn of Africa, was the distribution point of black slaves for over 1,000 years. There was not a market in black slaves in the Roman system. They wanted Germans, and they wanted Gauls, and they wanted Visigoths, Ostrogoths, and people from Albion. Those were the slaves. England, France, Germany, Austria, Switzerland today. Rich Africans bought white slaves. Europeans did not have black slaves until the Arabs taught them. And then it's the perfect thing to have someone with all her fake scamming. Hello, I am Ilan. I help the black people. And she's, again, one of the Arab ruling class. In Somalia, white people like her with white skin are the rulers. They are the leaders. They are the royalty. And just like royalty's always inbred, mentally ill, look at British royalty. Look at this reporter. Looks just like Ilhan, the reporter that died. It's because they come from the ruling caste. You go to Somalia, there are castles on every little hill at the ports with huge dungeons where they held the black people. Isn't that just cute? So cute. Somalia was the world capital of the Arab slave trade. And in Somalia and in Libya now, after Gaddafi was killed, the Arabs have returned the slave trade and sell blacks to rich Muslims around the world who keep them as slaves, as a sign of class. You think it's people in the South at plantations that have black butlers? No, my friends. Africans are being sold at Libyan slave markets, USA Today. And you know who's coming in to do it? Libyans are being enslaved by, oh, you guessed it, Somalis. And they're coming in because it's the family business. Piracy, white slavery, that means sex trade, and murder for hire. Narcotics trafficking. You name it. And we're supposed to just bow down to her. That's why she has an arrogance, because if you're not even part of that clan, you don't leave in Somalia outside your clan area. All the Somalis rob each other, too. Constant war. Constant death. Yeah, there she is in a jumpsuit. She's a tax scammer. Just everything about her is criminal piracy. She is a slave pirate master. That's the family business. That's who she is. Her name in Somalia, I looked it up, is from the ruling class. And she's going to teach you how to bow down and kiss her butt. And you know what? The GOP and everybody are getting on their knees to do it. And Trump came out and was like, whoa, I disavow, send her back. And I get that's a little too far. We need to have an investigation, like my petition at WhiteHouse.gov says, of her fraudulently getting her citizenship and then ship her ass back. And she won't last a month over there because she's famous. And so anybody famous has a price on their head, and her own precious Somalis We'll kidnap her. So I'd give her a week before she was kidnapped. She'd probably be kidnapped on the way from the shot-up airport to whatever hole in the ground she's going to squat in and then crap in a latrine out back and wipe her ass with her left hand. That's what she does. And then she comes to this country and squats on us and spits in our face, and we're supposed to bow down to her. You don't go to Mexico or someplace and run your mouth about how it sucks. They'd say, get the hell out if you don't like it. And that's how any other country in the world who isn't totally brainwashed acts. We're not saying get out of here because your background is an Arab slave family, Arab slave traders. We're saying because you're an arrogant, America-hating liar that says we're running concentration camps and our overworked Border Patrol are Nazis killing children. You're a lying viper witch. You didn't escape Somalia to this escape. You came here as a cancer cell, as a metastasization. This woman is cancer. So I'm not disavowing jack crap. Get your ugly ass out of here.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Look into who Ilhan Omar is before I get into all the other news. She's an arrogant person from the most barbarous, cutthroat country in the world, where slavery, kidnapping, piracy, and murder are legal. As long as not somebody in your tribe. Muslim kills Muslim. Muslim kills Christian. No white person outside a military base can survive in Somalia more than a few days. And when people pay the ransom, they still kill you most of the time. Then we should pull up some video of Somali pirates and the look in their eyes. And then you watch footage of just the markets and the villages and people are like, I can't make the face. It's like Day of the Dead look. And then we're going to import all this and then have them criticize us and tell us that we suck. And the president says, why don't you just go back to your hellhole then? Oh, mean to me. I just said that Black Hawk Down deserved to be shot down. And I just said the Jews are evil. And I just said that you got concentration camps for killing babies. And I just fund and work with ISIS. And Somalia sells blacks as slaves, but it's liberal. Somalia cuts women's genitals off. There's a very good chance Ilhan Omar does not have her female parts. Some people are so ignorant about autonomy, anatomy, that they don't know women. I'm not going to get into it. The point is that this is madness in the name of political correctness. Like, we don't have any problem. Kenyans that come in, nice, smart people. I mean, and in Africa, by the way, different African countries will tell you about the pluses and minuses of other African countries because everybody knows people are different. There are people in southern Africa that are absolutely different from people in northern Africa. Culturally, behaviorally, all of it. And then you've got Somalia, which is a hellhole because it's been a slave trading piracy hub for 1,000 years. I'm sorry, I said I'd get to all these clips. Let's just go ahead and play a little piece of a documentary that's very, very important, an investigation into Ilhan Omar. It's very, very important. And let's go ahead and episode one, The Secrets of Ilhan Omar. Here it is.
Minnesota Democrats, media, and the Department of Justice have continually ignored strong evidence supporting the fact that Ilhan Omar may be directly involved in tax, marriage, and immigration fraud.
In 2002, Omar married Ahmed Hirsi in a religious ceremony. Hirsi is the father of Omar's three children, and is pictured often with Omar and their children on their campaign website.
In 2016, Minnesota journalist Scott Johnson received a tip about a post from a Somali community website containing marriage certificates alleging Omar married her brother, Elmy in February 2009 in order for him to immigrate to the U.S. legally, despite the fact she'd been married to the father of her children, Hersey, over a decade.
This clearly proved that any such second marriage might be bigamous under Minnesota law, as well as fraudulent.
Later in August 2016, further investigations into legal documents and filings in Minnesota by journalist Priya Samsundar uncovered evidence supporting the allegation that Ilhan Omar married her brother, Ahmed Nursed Elmy, in 2009.
The 2009 marriage license to Elmy lists the same address as one filed for a Minnesota business 3 months later in May 2009 for a one-to-one cafe by Hersey, the father of Omar's three children.
That means Ilhan Omar was living with both her real husband, Hersey, while still married to her brother, Elmy.
Omar has continued to deny the allegations, dismissing them as baseless rumors and fake journalists on bigot blogs despite mounting evidence.
High school record evidence also supports a claim that Elmy is indeed her brother and graduated in 2003 from Arlington Senior High School in St. Paul, Minnesota, with enrollment records that state he was born April 4th, 1985, the same birth date listed on Omar's 2009 marriage certificate to Elmy.
As troubling details mounted against Omar, members of the Somali community were threatened into silence through intimidation tactics and physical violence on themselves and their families still back in Somalia. In an obtained Facebook Live video from August 18, 2016, a woman identified as the Associate Chair of the Somali American Caucus speaks. And in translation, she states in plain terms that any Somali that talks about Omar's personal life, including marriage discrepancies, is an enemy of the Somali community. Credible sources in the Somali community have stepped forward and provided Alpha News with information in exchange for anonymity, along with members of the 2003 class have also identified Elmy's father as
Nursed Elmy Mohammed, the same man who calls himself father to Ilhan Omar.
All right, we'll play part two next week, and that's all incredibly accurate. By the way, that's her filings that she married her brother. Everyone just goes, oh, alleged, just to have the highest levels of journalism. Oh, by the way, she did vote against a bill in Minnesota that would make it illegal to cut your daughter's clitoris off. And they've had big problems with them even doing it to 6, 7, 8, 9, 10-year-old girls, because a lot of women are marrying Muslim husbands. A lot of feminists do that, like, that, you know, they hate American men that grovel and kiss their ass. They want that bad boy. And so they're marrying Muslim men, and they're taking their daughters in, and the men use shears and scissors in Minneapolis, St. Paul, and of course it's happened in Detroit. And a federal judge ruled, yeah, you can have your stepdaddy come in with those scissors to your 9-year-old daughter. Chop, chop. It's liberal. And children can go to Drag Queen Storytime now. The new thing is to hump the men in simulated sex, and the men rub their genitals on your sons and daughters. Let me show you some video or photos. They put it on Facebook. Facebook loves it. Oh, this doesn't violate community standards. Ride them, horsey. Get them up, ride them out, ride them in. Rawhide. Ugh. Yeah, just don't show the video. It's too much. Yeah, scroll down a little bit. Oh, the guy dressed like It the Clown is having a good time. But don't worry, they're banning the term manhole in Berkeley and hundreds of other terms like America, American. If they hear you use it, you know, you get fired off the faculty, I guess. What do you call them? It the Clown holes? We need to get our children used to diversity. When we come back, though, a little bit more on Ilhan Omar, because she talks about her country being Somalia. And she says, our nation, back home. We'll be back. I just want listeners to understand, money is what allows us to beat this and stand against this. And we're seeing a lot of orders right now with the Save InfoWars 50% off, but we make only like $5, $10 on higher marked up stuff. We're making like $2 on the toothpaste at that price. And we're moving a ton up, okay? But you move a couple $100,000 or something and you get $20,000. That doesn't pay for all the infrastructure, the bandwidth, the lawyers, the crew. So we need to sell millions and millions and millions of dollars of product. I want to expand, not contract. And for 6 months, we've not just been at a standstill. The enemy's been winning. And I have labored and labored and labored and labored on this. I like to be expanding. I like to be winning. I like to be fighting. And we are winning the info war. That's why we're so hated. But we need to be retreaded. We need to be tuned up. We need to be fixed up. We never have time to get into dry dock. We got a lot of holes shot at us. And the enemy wants to silence us. Then they're really going to plant child porn on us. Then they're going to kill me or you or anybody else. I mean, the Democrats now are going into a full revolutionary fervor funded by foreign banks and the Chi-Com. So go to InfoWarsStore.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Section 2, take 5.
All right. We are live. Is that Elvis? Is he in the building?
You want to pick up from there?
That is Elvis.
Section 2, take 7.
We'll be right back.
stuff right there.
Oh, baby, I'm gonna teach you what love's all about tonight. Trust me, honey, everything's gonna be all right.
Just grab on and hold tight.
Just do like I do. There ain't nothing to it. Listen to me, baby. Anybody can do it. All you gotta do is just
let yourself go. Elvis bringing us in. It's time for conservatives, it's time for Christians, it's time for patriots to stop backing down to the globalists and their intimidation and their threats of calling us names. Because now they want to arrest us, now they want to censor us, now they want to bankrupt us, and our bowing down and groveling to these bullies has gotten us into this position. But more and more people are just letting themselves go. You want to fight? Okay. You've got one. 90+% of Democrats in a big national poll coming up next segment think there's going to be violence. And a lot of them want violence. Well, I don't need a Gallup poll to know that. They're existentially getting angrier and angrier. And as a group, I was sitting there this morning at about 6 a.m. drinking coffee, and I was thinking to myself, what is the most important thing I should go on air and say today? And it's just this. Democrats, as a group, have converted to evil. Democrats have decided that, as a group, they're going to lie, they're going to steal, they're going to cheat. And from the top down to the bottom now, they will stage photo ops, they will stage events, they will physically attack people, they will spit in your food, they will mess with your car, they will rob you. They're criminals. And all the studies and all the statistics, the mental illness, they're physically ugly. They steal many, many more times, more often than any other group. What they are is a bunch of individuals that have no moorings. And it's really because they have low intelligence as well. They're always telling you on CNN and the New York Times that Democrats have the most degrees and Democrats are the smartest people. And, oh, they have the most worthless degrees, but they do not have the high IQs. They do not have the wealth. They do not have the success. All the statistics show that's not the case. We can pull those up if you'd like. Everybody knows this. I mean, you get around Democrats, you go to one of their events, they look like invalids. And nothing against invalids. I'm just saying the groups that are there, people that have gotten out of mental institutions, people that have had severe head trauma, hateful people, control freaks. They crave power. They crave control over the language. And they target the children because they're bullies and they can't get anybody else to do what they want, so they want to target the children and people that are in closed bubbles like universities or leftist cities, and they expand out from there. And they crave power over what you're doing and the power to surveil you. The only way they could destroy the nuclear family, the only way they could break down a Christian Western society, the only way they could conquer us is by corrupting us and then setting up systems where we're surveilled and controlled with cashless societies, with big tech. And look what's in the news today. Chilling information I probably should have led the broadcast with. Facebook and Google track what porn you're watching, even when you're incognito, even when you're using a virtual browser, even when you're using another server. They work with all the big porn sites, all the big dating sites, all Uber, Airbnb. It's all nexused in. Google and Facebook are the worst, just like was testified to in Congress. And they know who your girlfriend is. They know who your boyfriend is. They know what type of toilet paper you use. They know what drugs you're on. They know how much pot you smoke. They know what your heartbeat is resting and when you're sleeping, because the phone is tracking all that. They know how fast you're driving. They know what you bought at the grocery store. They know when you climaxed watching pornography. They know how many times you have sex with your wife or your husband. And they can plant whatever they want on your computers. And they will. And they do. Facebook and Google track what porn you're watching, Business Insider, even when you're incognito. Porn sites are riddled with web trackers, including from Google, Facebook, and Oracle, according to researchers at Microsoft, Carnegie Mellon, and the University of Pennsylvania. That's hilarious. Researchers at Microsoft. It's like Satan telling you what Baphomet did. More than 22,000 porn sites were analyzed, of which 74% were found to contain Google trackers. Oracle had trackers on 24 and Facebook on 10. Google and Facebook said data from these trackers was not used to build marketing profiles. Sure it wasn't. You know that's a lie. Zuckerberg says so. And it just goes on from there. Here's another one. Report, viral face app now owns rights to 150 million users. That's right. You do that face app that makes you age. We did a joke about it on Infowars.com in an ad for the Betsy Ross flag. And when you're doing it, it says in the terms of service, buried 20 pages down, that they now own your likeness and that you agree and that they're an ad agency and that they may not let you even use your image in the future. You know, for about 46 years, everyone born in the U.S. and Europe has their blood taken and it's put into a global database, and then companies test your blood and they find original proteins and things, and they go and they patent it. They go and register it. So when you later go to get a genetic test done or genetic treatment, they come to you and they say, yeah, that'll be $1 million because we own your blood. Now, I told people this 20 years ago. It's now been mainstream news. See how that works? And of course, that's criminal. That's fraud. They're preying on young people. Most of these folks doing this are too young to go into a contract. If a contract's fraudulent, then it's not executable. But no, but people aren't going to fight this. And then, of course, oh, what's in the news? Guess who's buying the database? This government and other governments. Army goggles will feature face recognition tech very soon. And they now have bullets, 50 caliber bullets that can shoot around corners. They've had this for a while. They declassified it 3 years ago. That actually are targeted with a facial recognition. And then once it imprints on you, well, it's like that Tom Selleck movie, Runaway, where the bullets shoot around corners. Well, they have those. They have those. And so, just thought you might want to know. When we come back, Jake Tapper is a big, fat, juicy rat that left the sinking Hillary ship. We'll tell you how he's exiting the ship when we return. And then more universities are joining Colorado State saying, do not say Americans or America, it's hateful. That's right. They're not an evil cult or anything. They're not dangerous. These people need to be submitted to.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
It did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down the Florida for my medical conferences, but since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Ladies and gentlemen, and I've got so much to get to here, and I'm going to open the phones up on this Friday edition, and I'm going to tell you about Codenamed Evergreen and Jake Tapper, a big, fat, juicy rat leaving the Clinton sinking ship. And let me tell you, watching those mastheads go under metaphysically is going to be cigar and champagne time, and I might smoke one cigar a year. I'm going to smoke a big old fat juicy stogie. I smoked one of Robert Barnes about a month ago, and I've been wanting one ever since. So good. But I'm going to have a glass of champagne, and I'm going to have a cigar. But first, the big threat. We aired a lot of the testimony yesterday. I think I'm going to come up here. In fact, I don't think. I'm going to come up here early on Sunday. And I'm going to do a commercial-free two-hour live transmission with most of his testimony. Robert Epstein, the computer science expert, psychologist, who had his big team go over how Google's stealing the election. But this is so important that one of our own crew, Harrison Smith, put a short two-minute boil-down together And I said, Harrison, great job, but you got happy music on this, like it's Clown World. This is like, we need Imperial Battle March or something from Star Wars on this. I mean, this is like, or air raid sirens or marching troops and barking German shepherds. I mean, this is stealing the election without a shot being fired. This is conquering the country. And so he did put that together, so I appreciate that. Here is the serious version of social media is secretly manipulating tens of millions of voters and set to steal the 2020 election. Now, here it is.
Google's manipulation of votes gave at least 2.6 million additional votes to Hillary Clinton in the year 2016. Is that correct?
2.6 million is a rock bottom minimum. The range is between 2.6 and 10.4 million votes, depending on how aggressive they were in using the techniques that I've been studying. They control these, and no one can counteract them. These are not competitive. These are tools that they have at their disposal exclusively.
Your testimony is that Google is, through bias in search results, manipulating voters in a way they're not aware of.
On a massive scale, in 2020, if all these companies are supporting the same candidate, there are 15 million votes on the line that can be shifted without people's knowledge and without leaving a paper trail for authorities to trace. Without monitoring systems in place, we'll never know what these companies are doing. And in 2020, you can bet that all of these companies are going to go all out. And the methods that they're using are invisible. They're subliminal. They're more powerful than most any effects I've ever seen in the behavioral sciences. And I've been in the behavioral sciences for almost 40 years.
A handful of Silicon Valley billionaires and giant corporations are able to spend millions of dollars, if not billions of dollars, collectively, massively influencing the results of elections.
Senator, with respect, I must correct you.
Please.
If Mark Zuckerberg chooses to send out a go vote reminder just to Democrats on Election Day, that doesn't cost him a dime.
There you go. And that's how it works. Bingo. And you've got all the Democratic Party machines caught on video in Arkansas, and caught in Texas, and caught in California, and caught in New York, and caught in New Jersey, and caught in Florida, all on undercover video by Veritas and other groups. What an awesome job. In 2016, 2018, going, yeah, we go pick up all the homeless, the illegal aliens. You know, the illegal aliens are better because they're not alcoholics as bad. And we have to give the homeless whiskey and beer, then they vomit in the back of the bus. But our job is to get them each to vote 10 times. And we'll get each illegal alien, that's what Democrats even call them, illegal aliens. We'll get them illegal aliens and we'll get them homeless to vote 10 times apiece. That's our job. Larry Nichols used to organize that in Arkansas for Bill Clinton. He ran over 100 teams across the state with homeless. And they just would go to the rolls of the obituaries. They paid private companies to categorize who was dead, but then check it on the roll. And then they got computers involved. And that's all they do. They just go into precincts, they're Democrat controlled, they go. And, you know, some dude named Sanchez, you know, comes in and votes for some guy named Walter Johnson who's been dead for 5 years. Oh, and what happened? They just sued Judicial Watch. It took them 2 years. They just found out in California, millions, almost 2 million votes. Just last week, they learned from 2016, it's taken years to get this. Were dead people. That's right. Millions of dead people voting in this country. It's hilarious, isn't it? Oh, but they're not going to have illegal aliens vote. That's a right-wing lie. Now they're publicly legalizing illegal aliens voting all across the country in Democrat cities. It's the official Democrat policy to let them vote. If you went to Mexico or anywhere else and said, oh, I'm living in the U.S., but I'm here to vote, they'd laugh at you. If you tried to vote, the police would kick your ass. Guaranteed, you'd get your ass kicked. Because you're trying to usurp someone. You're coming into their country to steal their birthright while they pay taxes, and you're saying, I'm gonna run your life. Oh, the Mexicans, they're barbarous. Well, you know what? I'll take barbarous and old-fashioned over having our gelded population today that's been castrated. I'm sick of this crap. I told you I'd get into Clinton, but I'm going to do it next hour. I'm not cliffhangering you. I just want to get into this properly because the rat's leaving the sinking ships here. And Jake Tapper has now commented on it. Lord Tapper. So they're all making their way towards the exits. Please don't forget. They did it. I didn't eat lunch yesterday, and then they went and got one of my fast food indulgences that I don't eat a lot of fast food. But they got me a big order of tendies from Popeyes, and I ate the whole thing. And I still stayed up here for a few hours, but I was in a coma. And I didn't cut the new ads. I just won't do it. So, I'm just plugging. Can we check InfoWarsStore.com? What does it say on there? Is the 1776 special still going? Because I haven't come up with new ones or shot new ads for them. I did shoot a new ad right before the show today. But that's for the Betsy Ross flags. We have new versions of that, new designer versions in navy blue and white. These colors don't run. And on the back, America's Back, InfoWars.com. And we have the new 1776 Don't Tread on Me American flag, modern flag, and Betsy Ross flag variants with the snake on it saying, don't tread on me. And on the back, America's Back, InfoWars.com. And again, the crazy part about this is we were to come up with new shirts over a week ago because they were limited edition. And I said, I want a Gadsden snake on the flag. And I want, don't tread on me. And then we see Chris Pratt on TV wearing the exact same shirt. But it's just common sense. They're trying to get rid of the American flag, saying you can't have it. It's evil. Don't even say American. In places like Berkeley and in places like Denver, this cult means business. And they've got our kids. They're brainwashing people. And so you just wear a flag now and throw it in their face and let them know they're not going to do this. They're not going to dominate us. But we knew the flag and our language and saying we can't even have a country. We knew that's where they were coming next. Remember, Trump's bad. He says nationalism's good. That's evil. It's because they're globalists. They're conquering the country. They want you to hate your own birthright, hate your own Bill of Rights, hate your own freedom. So they can usurp it with globalism, corporate fascism. So, there are now six different variants of Betsy Ross flag shirts at InfoWarsStore.com. The two Don't Tread on Me, and the four Betsy Ross styles with 1776 worldwide, and these colors don't run. So again, the last one was limited edition. These are different, different designs. Are they better than the last? I don't know. I kind of think so, but I don't know. It's six one way, half a dozen the other. They're all excellent, and they're at InfoWarsStore.com, and it's a revolutionary act to tell the truth in a 1984 scenario. And I knew the left hated America a decade ago, but just the last few years, you go out, and when they start yelling at me in the street, and I go, I love America. America's a great country. They go, no! Ah! It's like saying, in the name of Jesus Christ, Satan, out of the body. It's like an exorcism. They just go, ah! The American flag, especially the Betsy Ross one, or Don't Tread on Me, is like Count Dracula getting hauled out of his crypt at high noon and looking up at that big old yellow sun in the sky. So get them at InfoWarsStore.com, and it helps fund this operation, a total 360 win. And you know I love those.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.